This week, the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia opens an exhibition showcasing many of the world's most celebrated journalistic photographs. WRTI's Jim Cotter reports.
The Pulitzer Prizes were originally established by a bequest from newspaper baron Joseph Pulitzer a century ago to recognize exceptional contributions to journalism and literature. Prizes for music and photography were added in the early 1940s. The Constitution Center's Capture the Moment, the Pulitzer Prize Photographs exhibition, is a moving exposition of prize-winning images from the past 70 years. Tom Graylish, a staff photographer for the Philadelphia Inquirer and Daily News, won a Pulitzer for photography in 1986 for his series for the Inquirer magazine featuring homeless people on the city's streets. The photos in the new Constitution Center exhibition are, he says, iconic historic images and beautifully crafted works of journalism.
A good photographer has an artistic eye, and it's part of the vocabulary of what makes the story that you're trying to tell. You use different pieces that you carry with you all the time, and including your knowledge of previous photos. And there isn't a day goes by, probably somewhere in the world, where somebody taking a picture of people lifting up a pole or a piece of construction equipment doesn't say to themselves, wow, that's just like, Joe Rosenthal's photo at Iwo Jima.
Graylish, who sold his first photograph to the Associated Press while still in high school, says the changes that have redefined the newspaper business have meant that journalists of all stripes have had to change to survive.
Can't rest on our laurels anymore and just know that we're going to be here tomorrow because we were here yesterday.
Capture the Moment, the Pulitzer Prize Photographs, is at the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia through December 31st.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.